Russian jets ignored signals from NATO pilots, Estonia says. By Breitbart, London, on September 20, 2025. Tallinn, Estonia, AP. Russian pilots ignored signals from Italian jets responding from NATO's Baltic Air policing mission when they violated Estonian airspace, a senior Estonian military official said Saturday. The 12-minute incursion was the latest test of the alliance's ability to respond to Russian airborne threats after around 20 Russian drones entered Polish airspace on September 10. Russia's defense ministry on Saturday denied its aircraft flew into Estonia's airspace, after Tallinn reported three fighter jets crossed into its territory on Friday without permission. Estonian officials dismissed the denial, saying the violation was confirmed by radar and visual contact and suggested it could be a tactic to draw Western resources away from Ukraine. The Russian MiG-31 fighters entered Estonian airspace between 9:58 a.m. and 10:10 a.m. local time on Friday in the area of Vaindloo, a small island located in the Gulf of Finland in the Baltic Sea, the Estonian military said. A ministry statement said it was the fourth airspace violation by Russia this year. It still needs to be confirmed if the border violation was deliberate or not, Colonel Ants Kiviselg, the commander of Estonia's military intelligence center, told the Associated Press. Regardless, he said, the Russian jets must have known that they are in Estonian airspace. The Russian pilots didn't pose a military threat, Kiviselg said. But although they acknowledged communication from the Italian pilots flying F-35 fighter jets, they apparently ignored it and didn't actually follow the signs, which is partly why they were in Estonian airspace for so long, he added. Why they didn't do it, that's a question for the Russian pilots, Kiviselg said. The Russian jets came from an airfield near the city of Petrozavodsk, in northwestern Russia, and were heading to Kaliningrad, the Russian exclave on the Baltic Sea sandwiched between Lithuania and Poland. They were tracked by two Finnish fighter jets before being escorted by the two Italian jets which took off from Estonia's Amari Air Base and followed them into international skies, Kiviselg said. U.S. President Donald Trump responded by telling reporters he will be briefed by aides on the incursion. I don't love it, he said, adding, I don't like when that happens. It could be big trouble, but I'll let you know later. Margus Tsahkna, Estonia's foreign minister, told AP the incident was a very serious violation of NATO airspace. The last time Estonian airspace was violated for so long was in 2003, he said, just before Estonia joined NATO. Estonia's government responded by saying it would request consultations under Article 4 of NATO's treaty, which allows a member to formally consult with allies whenever their territorial integrity, political independence or security is threatened. Poland also used the mechanism after its airspace was violated by Russian drones and, after that, NATO launched its Eastern Sentry mission to boost defenses along its eastern flank. Posting on X, Lithuania's defense minister Dovil Sakalin suggested NATO member Turkey set an example of how to respond to such incidents in 2015 when it shot down a Russian fighter jet which violated its airspace for around 17 seconds. But that situation was totally different, Hanno Pevkur, Estonia's minister of defense said, adding that the Russians actually killed Turks when Moscow used fighter jets to target what they said were militant groups near the Syrian border with Turkey. During Friday's incident, Estonia and its allies observed the Russian jets' route, communication and reaction from the pilots as well as the weapons systems they were carrying and were very confident that there is no need to shoot them down, Pevkur said. Estonian officials maintained Saturday that there was no need to trigger Article 5, NATO's collective defense clause, despite the repeated violations by Russian jets and drones as well as allegations from Western officials that Moscow is waging a hybrid war against the West including a sabotage campaign, cyber attacks and influence operations. In an online statement published Saturday, Russia's defense ministry said its fighter jets had kept to neutral Baltic Sea waters more than 3 kilometers, 1.8 miles, from Vaindloo Island. It said the three MiG-31 jets completed a scheduled flight from Karelia to an airfield in the Kaliningrad region and did not violate the borders of other states. Pevkur dismissed the statement, saying Estonia and its NATO allies have multiple radars and visual identification which confirm the Russian jets entered the country's airspace. He suggested the root cause for the air violations. Hybrid war and cyber attacks was to distract Western attention from Ukraine. Moscow, Pevgur said, maybe trying to provoke NATO nations into sending additional air defense assets to Estonia in the hope that Kyiv's allies do more about our own defense, and less to support Kyiv. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.